When you finish listening to this audio version, you should be able to answer the questions that appear on the written version of this class. Black History 301, The History of Cuba. Why Native Americans failed to successfully defend themselves against white people. Part 2. The Native Americans might have guaranteed their own survival by attacking and killing white people as soon as they got off the ship. But instead of killing white people from day one, the Native Americans helped white people to survive. In so doing, the Native Americans were unknowingly sentencing themselves to virtual extermination. The Native Americans had developed a way of life that could be appreciated by civilized people, but white people were not civilized the way Native Americans were. White people's way of life was characterized by an inhumane dog-eat-dog philosophy. They did not have the same understanding of harmony, agreement, and peaceful coexistence as Native Americans did, and did not respect the rights of other people. White people assumed that power and force were the keys to human intercourse, so they developed institutions that were machine-like and detached from the people, and they developed tools that were capable of destroying large numbers of people in as little time as possible. From the standpoint of civilized development, white people were lower on the ladder than Native Americans. The confrontation of Native Americans and white people was not a civilized or moral confrontation. It was a military confrontation. The terms of this confrontation, as always, were dictated by the least civilized group, in this case, white people. Native Americans were not up to date with the latest barbarities, and therefore did not possess what they needed to compete effectively. The capacity of the Native Americans to even conceive of measures they would have to take to successfully defend themselves against the white invaders is questionable. Their capacity to even conceive of the number of human beings they would have to ruthlessly murder, maim, and mutilate is also questionable. And their capacity to even conceive of the length of time they would have to fight day in and day out, defend themselves, and attack their invaders is just as questionable. To the Native Americans, war was akin to a curse and an inconvenience. War to them was the unfortunate result of a misunderstanding. War was not a profession to the Native Americans. It was not pressed into their psyche. It was not noticeable in their attitudes, and it was not intended to take up much of their time. But war was an everyday thing with white people. War was pressed into the white people's psyche. War and conflict were so much a part of the white way of life that they had reduced it to a science.